Hi, hi, assalamu alaikum. This is Rola, your soul sister, and this is Monday Blues, also known as Monday's Not the Enemy. Okay, today I want to talk about something I find very exciting, interesting, intriguing, because it is a phenomenon a lot of us, you know, latch onto, and some are very fortunate. They find out very quickly and they run with it, and some of us, like me, spend a long, long time trying to discover what this thing is. Some people, in an attempt to find it, stand still and do not move or progress or improve. And so they're just waiting for this thing to happen or fall in their laps. And some people, after years and years and years and years, finally, the light bulb moment, eureka, and they discover it. So what is this thing I'm talking about? It is the passion. It is the finding my passion that a lot of us just like to, you know, romanticize and feel like this is, once I find my passion, I'm set. Once I find my passion, I'm going to pursue it. My passion is what drives me. A lot of quote-unquote motivational speakers, you know, say, find your passion, do what you love, and everything will be perfect with the world. Yeah, right. Like it was that easy. Personally, it took me years to find out what I really liked. And I think, funny enough, you know, I said in one of the audios, a few series back, if you can go back to where you were when you were 8 years old, seven, you know, that range up to when you were in your early teens, you can almost pinpoint the things you love to do, the things you found interesting, the things that, you know, was your default to go to. That is where I found my passion. After studying computer science in school, going into IT consulting, it was wonderful for the first few years. It was awesome. And of course, the boredom set in because things became routine. And I found out that I really wasn't that interested in technology, but I was very, very interested in people. And so I began to think and go for courses and try to discover what it was about people that I fancied thinking about, talking about, or researching about, for that matter. As a matter of fact, I actually started a master's program in human resources because I felt, okay, if I wasn't interested in technology and it was people, then perhaps I could go into human resources, which was a direct link to people in the office environment, of course. So at that time, yeah, I did the courses, and it took even more years and several courses, one-week course, certificate courses and all that, for me to, you know, trace it back to me loving the process of helping people uncover what they love to do. I found out that I loved helping people become the best they can be. Now, I can't tell you at what point everything fell in line, but what I am sure of was that I didn't stand still saying I am looking for my passion, and when I find my passion, I can therefore begin to know which direction to go in life. I kept taking any course that I fancied. I was reading a lot. I love books. I'm one of those people. I'd rather buy hardcover than buy e-copy. So I think my reading, my discussing with brilliant minds, my going for courses helped open me up to the different angles of human nature, and I was then able to narrow down to an extent what I really love to do. So passion, yes, can be the thing you're looking to define and say, I'm going to run with this in life. But a lot of people are just stumped and they're like, I'm looking for my passion, I'm looking for my passion, I'm looking for my passion. And it never happens, because the reality is, passion is not something you seek. It is something you discover. And you discover it when you keep moving, when you keep experiencing different things. Not that you should be a rolling stone, of course. That may not give you the traction you need. But you cannot stand still and expect your passion to fall on your laps. You have to give yourself the gift of experiencing different things. And then you're able to hone in on one or two or three things that you do that you feel excited about. That you do that, you know, no matter how long you spend at it, you keep going because you enjoy it so much. I think sometimes in life too, we move from face to face and our passion will change. Yes, I am very interested in people and them getting to the peak of their potentials. And I am also very interested in writing. I love to write. It may be as a fallout of my loving to read, but I really, really do love to write. And when I don't get to write, I miss it a lot. And I can write and write and write. It's like I'm downloading stuff from my head and I'm just typing. And I look up, I've done 5,000 words, 2,000 words sometimes when I really get into the zone. So your passion is not static as well. It doesn't have to be just one thing that you are good at. It doesn't have to be a singular tunnel vision or path that you walk. So, aside, you know, being able to identify it by experiencing different things and identifying it by knowing that it could be different things and layers that you find that you love, you really need to also pay attention to the things that excite you, the things you find exciting. We think that excitement is just fun and games sometimes, but if you can find what excites you, you may also be able to find in there something that you would love doing. For example, I have a friend who loves to travel. He just loves to travel. He loves going to different places, places that mere mortals like us do not even consider. You know, the average Nigerian person is going to Europe, is going to America and Dubai. He is going to countries in Africa, and he says he loves to get lost because when he gets lost, he experiences new things. This friend of mine can very well use his love for travel to become like a travel guide, like have a travel consultancy, you know, be somebody who advises people on places to go, things to do, what to look at, you know, getting into in these destinations. It could be someone that finds it exciting to watch movies, for example. So you know how to critique a movie. You understand what makes a very good movie. You can use this as, you can leverage it and use it to become a proper movie critique. You can recommend movies to people. You can very well even be employed by maybe a cinema or something or a magazine for you to write movie reviews for people, you see. So passion is not static and is not etched in stone. It's all around us if we are looking to identify what makes our heart sing. So I would say and I would advise that, you know, don't say I am sitting still. Oh dear God, this thing stopped.